Over the years, Gary Baker, you and I have had the pleasure of speaking to a number of people who were involved in helping the blind. And that is because radio and WJR, our flagship station here, has been such a friend to the blind.
Well,
their window on the world.
It is. That's exactly what we called it. And, you know, Ted Lennox has been great over many, many years. I still remember the story of when his brother and him were out playing golf.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, he was hitting pretty well, apparently, but somehow his brother kept saying his golf ball was in the woods. I don't know how that worked. But anyway, and it was Ted that introduced us to John Whitaker.
And John is in studio with us here. John, thank you so much for joining us here at WJR.
I'm delighted to be here.
Well, John, we have known him for quite a while, and John and I have worked in some other areas. But, John, you are with iChallenged.org. And, again, if you go to InternetAdvisor.net, you find out about that. And you have a great event coming up called Walk to End Blindness. Do two things for me. First of all, quickly, what is iChallenged?
Well, iChallenged is a nonprofit. And we center on helping people who have vision issues, anywhere from as simple as a need for a pair of glasses to see properly, to if they're losing their sight, to some disease, trying to intervene for the underinsured or the uninsured in a way to preserve their sight. And ultimately, if they lose their sight, we're into re-empowering them through technology so they can go on and have a complete life.
Yeah, that's really wonderful, too.
Now, John, when we first met you, you were working for Ford as an engineer, if I recall correctly.
That is right.
And you were volunteering at that time. This is something different, though. When did this start?
Well, actually, it started in 2010, and there's a little bit of history here. I'll make it very short. The optometric clinic of Detroit was located right across the street from here.
Right.
And I worked with them developing training programs with Dr. Bernard Miller, rehab programs. And they had to close their doors due to financing issues.
Mm.
And we, Dr. Miller and I, wanted to see that continue, the efforts for the Detroit area.
Mm-hmm.
And so we set up iChallenged.
Okay.
And iChallenged continued on with the philosophy of the Optometric Institute and Clinic of Detroit in helping the uninsured and underinsured who had vision problems. And we help about 250 people a year right now.
Mm-hmm.
About 125 people through training.
Mm-hmm.
And about 125 people through surgical procedures
right.
to preserve their sight.
Right. Wonderful, too. And as a matter of fact, you and I did a series of video interviews about that, and I need to get the link to that so I can put it up on our homepage here so people can see some of those videos.
All right.
Because they're fascinating. As a matter of fact, some of the people who were in studio with us, Gary, were also part of that, and you mentioned training. Jesse, I'd like to introduce you. Jesse is with us in here studio at Jesse Lowe. You are one of the trainers with iChallenge, right?
Yes.
Okay. A little bit about your background and what kind of training you do there.
Well, I've been working with iChallenge for about 6 years now, seven years. And primarily I teach JAWS, which is a screen reader.
Mm-hmm.
I also teach Zoom Text, Magic, Windows Magnification, and I also teach Dragon Naturally Speaking and Windows Speech Recognition.
And as a little bit of background, you have a condition called albinism,
yes.
Am I right? Which has affected your eyes?
Yes, it affects my hair, eyes, and skin, so I have no pigmentation.
Okay.
And that condition makes me very sensitive to light, and my overall visual acuity, I'm considered a high partial.
So, in other words, you are somebody who has experienced these challenges, and the software that you're teaching people about using is stuff that you've used yourself.
Absolutely.
Okay, and that's really the value, John, of this, that you've got people who've experienced this kind of thing who are using this technology. I want to talk about somebody else who's here, because she is a client and came to you as somebody looking for help. That's Mary Coomer. Mary, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
I love your smile, and I wish it transmitted through the radio, but I think you'll hear it, folks. Mary is just a lovely lady. Mary, what was the challenge that you faced and brought you to iChallenged?
Well, I have macular degeneration, so I can't see centrally, faces, vehicles. I only can see peripherally.
Right.
Therefore, I couldn't drive or read. And it started with my Dr.
Pull your
Miller.
Microphone a little closer. There you go.
It started with Dr. Miller. right. who actually diagnosed me and was very helpful with telling me all the technology I can use.
Mm-hmm.
And then I decided to do the walk to end blindness because, first of all, I'm not pitiful. I am not. I am not. I am powerful.
You are.
And just because I can't see does not mean I.
Wish you could see the twinkle in her eye.
Well, she can see me because I'm off to the side.
I refuse to give up. I can do anything I could do before except drive. And that's only now. One day I can do that because I'll have self-driving cars.
I love it. Yeah, Google, here we go.
So you really want to use all this technology, right?
Oh, I'm ready.
Okay, good. And that's really the value, John and Jesse. You guys bring technology to solve this problem.
We do. And really, it's amazing. I just see so much remarkable change in people for the positive when they're given access to these technologies, which empower them and show them that they can go on with a very full life, very complete life, a competitive life with these technologies.
So, Mary, what has it done for you?
Oh, John Whitaker taught me computers, which with JAWS has been remarkable because without it, I would never have been able to organize the walk. And thank God I was given a great sponsor, Premier Medical Massage, who's been all proceeds we raise is going 100% to iChallenged.
Oh, that's wonderful.
The technology for me has been phenomenal. I know I'm going to start college so I can work because I'm a worker.
I love it.
And I walk every day anyways. I usually walk about 4 miles every morning. And I figured walk, earn money for iChallenge to help people that can't see. Because I also wasn't insured when I found out I had this eye disease. But there's nothing they can do for me anyways.
No. But you aren't alone in that very often it strikes us. And you're a younger woman, you know, and to have that happen, you don't expect it to be something that would come maybe later in life.
Yes, later in life.
My father, when he was 82, died, had macular degeneration and could not see, period. And he had been suffering for about 10 years. But so you kind of think of it as something that happens later in life. And here to hit you earlier. Now, tell me about the Walk for Life. Walk to End Blindness.
To walk is free. We're going to have a concession stand. All money that we sell from the concession stand is going to iChallenge. We're going to have bagpipes there in the evening. We're going to follow them around the park. There's going to be some jewelry sold there, and I'm just hoping that everyone will join me and come to the walk.
Okay, and John, that's going to be when?
Well, it's June 7th, starting at 7 in the morning and running to the next morning of June 8th at 7 in the morning.
Oh,
It's an all-day, all-night affair.
Oh, wonderful. And where will it be? Where will it be taking place?
Well, it'll be at Shiawassee Park in Farmington. And that's on June 7th, so Saturday at 7 in the morning, away you go. And there's going to be lots of things there. There's going to be a DJ with music and treats and clowns, hopefully.
Now, John, the money for this, where will this go? And to iChallenged?
It will go to iChallenged, and iChallenged will use it to help more people in terms of surgical to save their sight. Mm. And also, we hope that we will be able to take on a few people that can't otherwise get help for training. To be empowered by the technology.
Oh, so important. We have people calling, asking about, you know, questions very often, even in our listener calling questions about JAWS and about these kind of technologies. And we always refer them back to you guys at iChallenge.org. Again, folks, if you go to our homepage, InternetAdvisor.net, and you look under this beautiful logo, by the way, that was developed for the Walk to End Blindness. You get a link to the site that will give you the information about this walk that starts on June the 7th at 7 in the morning, and it goes to 7 in the morning on June the 8th the next day. It's going to be in Shiawassee Park in Farmington. You can find out more information about that by going to the webpage. By the way, the webpage is what's the word, Gary? It's developed specially for readers.
Oh, it's reader-friendly.
Reader-friendly, that's what I wanted to say. Yeah.
Screen reader-friendly.
Special accessibility options.
Right, Jesse, but so that JAWS can read a page like that much more easily then, right?
Yes.
And, you know, if people are listening to us and they have a question, there's a whole second hour to our show. Get those questions in early. We don't know how long we can keep John and Jesse around here, but, feel free to give us a call.
All right, yes, and our second hour, we'll have the phone lines open at 800-859-0957, and you can call in at that time. If you have a specific question about the walk or about the services that are offered through the folks at iChallenged.org. Now, is Ted Lennox still involved as well?
Absolutely. Ted is on our board of directors. and always keeps a sharp eye on me.
Well, please give him our best. He is just a wonderful man.
Absolutely.
It's always a ball. And Mary, I love the energy that you bring to this thing, too. Especially, I like the part you said, I will not be pitied.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm powerful. You are right.
I am.
You're powerful, not pitiful. And Jesse, thank you so much for the work that you do training.
Thank you.
How many people are you training right now, do you think, in your program?
How many people?
Yeah, are you handling right now?
Probably a good 6 or 7 clients.
Excellent. We'll see if we can add a few more to you as well. All right. Those folks, all again, working with iChallenge.org. John Whitaker, thanks so much for being here.
Great.